Welcome back. Joining us now is the now former head coach of the Mobley Lady Greyhounds, Chad Killinger. Coach, you want to let our listeners know your good news?
Yeah, just it happened pretty quick. Started last Monday. Got a chance to go down to Greenville, North Carolina, interview for an assistant position at East Carolina University. And Friday night decided that's where we wanted to do, where we wanted to head. Just situation where one of my goals has always been to try and be a Division I head coach. And speaking with some different people at a convention I went to a couple weeks ago, a lot of them said, it's hard to do that from the junior college level. Even hard to get Division II or NAIA head coaching jobs from the division from the junior college level. And if you get a chance to get to the Division I level as an assistant coach, it's probably the best route. And so we really looked at it long and hard and what we wanted to do, and obviously love it here in Moberly and everything that our girls have accomplished, but feel the timing's right as they had just graduated from high school and don't have one starting high school yet, so felt it was a good time for the move.
Certainly, with the success your team had this past season too, probably a good time for you personally to get a look and get a move up to a good position.
Yeah, and it's I'd actually spoke with their head coach about a job in the past and didn't feel like it was the right time. Hadn't felt like we had accomplished what we set out to do here. Felt like this last year this team really bought into what we were doing and had some really good years here, had some teams that could compete for a region championship in the first 6 years we were here several times, but I really felt like this group had a chance to do something special. And so this season obviously meant a lot to all of us and probably helped us catch the eye of some coaches out there.
Besides the obvious success of this past season, what else are you going to remember most about your time here in Moberly?
Oh, there's so much. Obviously, the fans, the booster club members, had to make some phone calls that were really tough the last couple of days, just letting people know that we were going to be moving on. And then, the competitiveness of the region, just knowing night in, night out, you had to bring it because there's a lot of good coaches in this region. And I remember when I got the job here, Kevin Booker at State Fair called me and congratulated me. And he said, our region just got tougher. And I felt like that was a great compliment. And I think every team is kind of built into what we accomplished this past year, whether it was me improving as a coach. I mean, you can never stop getting better or trying new things or approaching things a little bit differently from year to year. And whether it was kids from my first year who came in and had 9 scholarships, were on probation, and those kids won 17 games. And I can remember some people telling me, just get through this first season and then you'll get your kids in here. And I remember saying, we're going to win this year, and just having that kind of belief. And those kids, bought in. It wasn't easy for some of them, at the start of it. But when they did, and I really felt like that team probably could have won 20 games. We had Michael Boyd tear a meniscus late in the season. She missed the last 6 games, and we were 17-8 when she got injured. And she was our leading scorer, and we lost those last 6 games. And so I think I learned a little bit more about how you have to adjust or what you can adjust when you face an injury like that. We kind of kept doing things the same way. And you come back to this year where, we lost a couple kids for a stretch and just kind of kept those other kids focused and didn't change anything and didn't really talk about it with them. Just said, hey, we got to move forward. We got to go on, and this is what we're going to do. And so just learning how to handle some of those situations, adversity, if you want to call it that. We've had years where our leading scorer, I think my third year, Brianna Robinson, tore her ACL. It was the only ACL injury we've had in 7 years, knock on wood. And she ended up obviously missing the rest of the year, but that team won 21 games, and Alexis Newbolt was an All-American and stepped her game up. And so just managing some of those situations, I think, was one of the things I really, really learned. But Dr. Lashley is an incredible president. Michelle McCall does a great job as a Dean of Student Services. Couldn't ask for anybody better to work for and with. And Coach Smith, I mean, he's a guy you lean on for advice when you need it. A guy that I've sometimes given advice to, probably not warranted very often. Just being able to watch each other's programs grow and how competitive both teams are right now. Last year was such an incredible amount of fun just because they were really good and we were really good. And having both teams finish the year ranked in the top 12, I mean, there weren't very many schools that can say they've done that. So for us to both be there was really nice. And our administration's great. Board of Trustees is great to work with. They did a great job making sure the college has what it needs and continues to grow, and I think it's I've seen a lot of growth in the college and improvements or innovations around campus, just little things that make it all worthwhile.
I know you likely won't have much say in your successor, but I think you'd like to see your assistants maybe get a look at her, at least be kept on the next staff to help in that transition.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I've talked to both of them about, you know, options for next year. Right now it looks like Chelsea may have an option closer to home. I don't want to comment too much on it, jinx her or anything, but tried to help her out a little bit with that situation. You know, Clint's done a really good job with our recruiting class in terms of making initial contact with these kids, and so I think he would be one. I think you know, if he wanted to come back and the new coach was willing to have him back, I'd be more than happy to, you know, recommend him for that. He's been here; he kind of knows how things work around the college and some of the things you have to do paperwork wise and stuff like that. But you know, I'm confident both of them will be pretty well taken care of.
I know you won't be around to coach them. Tell us a little bit about your latest group of recruits and the players that are coming in for next year.
Yeah, it's another thing that makes it hard, because I feel like the core group that we recruited so far is really solid. You know, Caitlin Clark's a 6'2 post player from Cahokia, Illinois, and a transfer from Tennessee State. And just I think she'll kind of fill that void left by Anisha. Maybe not as offensively refined as Anisha. I mean, Anisha set the school record for field goal percentage. But she's a kid that finishes well inside, good strength, runs the floor really well. I mean, she's a kid that I think will definitely sign back at the Division I level. Taylor Lawson Hicks, a guard from Whitfield over in St. Louis, scored over 1,000 points in her high school career, shot the ball really well, which was something we were trying to address, because we had some games where we didn't shoot the three very well, and even though we shot it better than we had in some seasons, it still wasn't quite good enough in that one game, I guess. But she's a kid who can really shoot at 5'10", too, so it gives you some size on the perimeter. Lauren Boyd, I think we've talked about her a little bit, but she's like sky's the limit in terms of her potential. I mean, 6'2 kid with big hands and long arms and really runs the floor well. It's going to be able to block shots and change the game defensively. Darren Ziegler's a kid that I think would have had a chance to be one of the best guards we had here. Unfortunately, she had a knee injury that's going to require surgery, so we're still talking to her a little bit about what her best options are. May not be best for her to start school and start her eligibility clock, and then if she was to get injured later on, have to battle with a redshirt year kind of thing. So we'll kind of see what happens with her. And there's a couple other commitments we got late that we're just going to have to wait and see what happens with them when they get the new coach hired. I mean, I've left all that information in terms of being able to contact those kids. And you know, Clint and I both said that we're going to recommend to all the recruits that they come and honor their commitment to the program. And I feel like that group could really be the start of something that would be really good for next year.
You know, I talked about in the past commitment to academics that you've had with your program, commitment to the school and its tradition. So obviously it ought to be a good choice for these players you look to sign.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a whole lot has to change in terms of the approach. If you're recruiting the right kids and academically they're trying to get degrees and that, you know, we had just, I don't think you and I talked about it, but we had two kids on the dean's list, two kids on the president's list this past semester, finished the semester with a 3.1 GPA. Just came up short. We had a 2.98 team GPA, so we were just short of that 3.0 mark. That was a little frustrating when I saw it. I calculated it about 10 times, thinking I was making mistakes. About the fifth time, I realized it was probably right. But Alexis Henry, Centrell Gregory, Allison Roan, we're all academic All-Americans. So we've had 7 academic All-Americans in 7 years. GPA since we've been here is a 2.95. It's something we took a lot of pride in, and you know, having kids go on to that next level has probably been my biggest thing. And I think if you got kids that are able to do that, obviously academically they're taking care of what they need to, but then basketball wise probably going to be pretty good if they're going to 4-year schools. And Joshlyn Taylor's real close to committing to a school, to a Division I program. She'd be our 6th Division I program, or sorry, 6th commitment to a Division I school this year. Centrell Gregory's got some options. She visited a Division II school out in Colorado. She's got another possible Division I school to look at. So could end up with 7 Division I kids from this class. Brianna Perry just signed with Georgia Southwestern. And she was a kid we really wanted to get her closer to home. So she could be a little bit closer to her mom and everything. And that worked out well for her to go there. So really proud of just everything we've done. Yeah, I was always been told leave a place better than you left it. And, you know, we did that if it was going in the weight room or if we were watching film upstairs at the activity center or whatever. We tried to leave it better than it was when we went in. And that's the approach we took with the program. And hopefully everybody feels like we've done that since we've been here, and the commitment that we've had to the program and within the community. And I'm getting to go coach a baseball game here in a little bit, and my wife has coached softball and t-ball and everything else, and really not just us being involved, but getting our players involved with community kitchen and reading programs and stuff, just trying to be visible, make them feel a part of this and feel a part of something bigger than themselves. And I think, like, all those things that you stress, a lot of times there's a lot of things you're stressing, but I think a lot of times those little things go a lot further than you even imagine they do.
Any final thoughts for Lady Hounds fans before I let you go?
I just want to thank everybody for 7 great years. Like I said, it was a hard decision. Love the Moberly community and having a chance to be a part of the program here. When I saw the program struggling before I got here, I just really thought that's a place you can go and get them back, help them get back to where they should be. And being in the national rankings, I think 4 out of 7 years, or at least receiving votes 4 out of 7 years, and being ranked 3 times in the top 25, maybe more than that. I think maybe a year off on those numbers. But really felt like we've stuck with that tradition, got the players to buy into the tradition. I feel like it was a privilege to be the coach here, and I'll always feel that way. So I just want to thank everybody.
Second most wins in Lady Hounds history. Chad Killinger has been our guest. Congratulations, Coach, and good luck to you.
All right, thank you. Thank you for all your coverage, too, and everything you do following us around. And wish we'd had a little better trip for you down in Texas, but glad you got to go with us. Appreciate it.
Hope we see you down the road.
All right, thank you.
That's Chad Killinger. We'll be back with more in a moment.